Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really, really good to be with you. And we're going to talk to you just for a few minutes here about what is on tap today. But first, let me just share with you the reason I'm able to be here behind the microphone, the reason I'll be going to the gym tonight. I can work a full day. And I'm really not limited physically. I just can't run a 4440 any longer. And it's because of this product right here, the Nanosoma Liquid Spray. Nothing else was working. I took this on its own. And I had RSV, strip lung linings, came back. Yeah, came back in spades, doing things I haven't done in over a quarter of a century. You can have the same result. This doesn't cure anything. It does boost your immune system to unbelievable levels. This product is restorative and preventative. And it also comes in the family of products that you'll want to check out, such as if you got bone on bone, the Nanosoma Liquid Gel is for you. Also, too, fine lines, wrinkles, the skin cream, also cuts and burns are appropriate with that. That's the three pack. You get 15% off. You need to go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I wanted to outline what we're going to cover today on the show because it's varied and we go in a lot of different directions because there is so much going on. First of all, we're going to explore the fact that Kash Patel has no receipts and he continues to insult Americans that demand the truth. We're also going to look at Peter Navarro declaring war on the deep state and the international British order that's trying to dominate and has been successfully doing so since 1922, to dominate the U.S. We're going to look at what's going on there. It is remarkable what you're going to learn there. And it's not the paradigm that you're sold in the mainstream media. And there's a lot going on right now about crime scene evidence and the Charlie Kirk execution. We're going to debunk something out there. I think it's dangerous. It's taking people down the wrong path, and it's absolving people that need to be held accountable. And we're going to expose that. We're going to take a really good look at what Charlie Kirk was saying about who really runs America. And it provides yet another motive for his demise. And of course, we're going to look at how you can improve your memory. And you don't have to be approaching dementia or in early stages. You could simply just have brain fog because you're under stress, the toxic environment we live in. We're going to talk about all that and what you can do about it. And also, too, we're going to look at news as it breaks. A lot on store today. And I will tell you this, a lot of today's material is controversial but provable, and a lot of it comes from official sources. And that's what makes this information dangerous. And I got to tell you, the mainstream media will look at official sources. We can safely cover that because our sponsors will be fine. We can't cover that. We can cover this. We can't cover that. We're not bound by these restrictions. The only things we bring forth with sponsorship is stuff that can help you. That's the entire, what we call logistical decision-making that we enter into before we ever bring you a product or a service. It can help you. And if it doesn't, then we don't have any time for it. Anyway, it's going to be a busy day today on The Common Sense Show. Really good to be with you. And thank you for joining us. I'm going to ask you to please share what we do far and wide. Everything we do is digital. Our TV show, radio show, the podcast, our social media. Please share far and wide. You can always follow us at our home base at thecommonsenseshow.com. There you can sign up for our newsletter. One-stop shopping for everything that we do in the previous 24 hours. Put in your email address, go to the upper right-hand corner of our website, email address in, you get the newsletter that day, late in the afternoon, early evening, depending on your time zone. And people love it. Over 50,000 people are taking advantage of it. And best of all, it's free. We'll see you back here with the news of the day. And some of this stuff is stunning. Stay tuned. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to The Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges. We're freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Care to join us? Then share what we do digitally. Also, sign up for our newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.com. And you click the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner. Put in your email. We don't sell your data. And you'll get everything that we do in the previous 24 hours sent to your email box. Very convenient. Over 50,000 people are doing it. I would suggest you do it too. We are brought to you by a great product here, and you've heard me rave about this company, and I won't be happy until all of you are on these products. The first three bottles here, and looking at a graphic here, the NanoSoma spray brought me back from RSV, strep lung linings, bad prognosis. It's great for the immune system. It does nothing to cure you, but the immune system effects are incredible. It's restorative and preventative. Also, too, when I started to work out again, got back in the gym, was recovering. I got the old bone on bone knee. Now, you know what? Don't have it anymore. I rubbed the gel on about 2 months later. I noticed when I would work out for my legs, run sprints or whatever, my knee wasn't swelling. Today, I get no negative reaction. It's absolutely incredible. The NanoSoma gel is responsible. And the final product is the skincare cream. Erases fine line and wrinkles. But you saw I had the bad cut on my finger a couple months ago. Needed about 4 to 6 stitches. Put the gel on, wrapped it up. Every day did the same thing. 2 weeks later, completely healed, no scar, and I didn't need stitches. All this can be had at 15% off for the starter pack. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com. iwantmyhealthback.com. Well, Charlie Kirk told us in an interview with Tucker Carlson that I came across, and I wanted to recapitulate it here very briefly. And if you do a search engine on it, you'll find it easy. But Charlie told us who was running America, and I was shocked at what he said. Now, listen, I was also shocked at what he said about disavowing the pro-Israeli movement, distancing himself from Netanyahu, refusing his invitation to go to. I was surprised at that too when I found it. Candace was 100% right. But I've not heard her talk about this. I think this is telling. Tucker said, Charlie, who do you think is really running America? And he said, well, for the most part, it's not the president like we would think or the Congress. He said, it's what we call intel and deep state. And he went through and defined it, and we landed clearly on the square of the CIA. But we also delved into Britain, and I did a story on this today already. Pretty interesting, isn't it? The Institute of Royal Affairs, City of London, controlling things, and Council on Foreign Relations was their creation, along with their Cheatham House over in the UK. Charlie is right on the money. CIA subservient to MI6. MI6 is over the Mossad. The CIA and Mossad are pretty much at the same level. Now, they are their own independent bureaucracies. They operate outside the law. There's the part that does their job, and then there's the real reason this organization exists, and they wreak havoc, and they're not on America's side. They're on the side of the multinational corporations, as Charlie pointed out. They're on the side of globalism. They're the intelligence and also facilitation arm. Now, they couldn't get their job done without U.S. government cooperation. You go, wait a minute. We elected Donald Trump. We've even had a Ronald Reagan. Yeah, here's the deal. The deep state, when you get appointed and you move up into these high bureaucratic positions in, quote, civil service, I call it uncivil service, they can't be fired. Now, this is partly what DOGE was about, was to clean out the deep state. Didn't go real deep. It tried. And Trump is taking advantage of the government shutdown right now to try and do the same thing, get rid of a lot of these guys. Now, what's really interesting, and by the way, when you see a Democratic judge say that you can't fire these people, yet you're in control of a shutdown, that's a deep state controlled judge, and I would look in the bank account. Now, the deep state, they embed themselves in places like the State Department, the FBI, the IRS, the FDA. And they don't work in your interest. They're in tandem with the intelligence agencies and globalist interests. And Charlie nailed it. I'm giving my interpretation. Now, Charlie came through. He confirmed just about every word I said, almost word for word. And Tucker was right there with him every step of the way, nodding his head and saying, yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I want to say this too. Much of the deep state and the CIA work on black budget. You wonder how money ends up missing? And this is part of what DOGE was about. Uncover the fraud, waste, and abuse of the CIA and the deep state. They weren't as successful as we had hoped. Would they get rid of $190 billion of waste? No, not enough. I won't be happy until they've gotten rid of about $2 or $3 trillion of waste. And I know Charlie felt the same way. He knew exactly what was going on. The administrative state is fighting tooth and nail with Trump. But Trump, remember, I told you, earlier segment, he sent Peter Navarro to the Council on Foreign Relations, and declared war. Says, no, we're not into globalism. We're not into this. We're not into that. We're into America first, following the Constitution. And it was a big middle finger to the City of London, to the Council on Foreign Relations, the deep state, and Trump better watch his butt, the CIA. The last time someone went against the CIA very hard, he said, "I'll break it into 1,000 pieces." That's what happened to him. And of course, I'm talking about JFK. And we see warnings, and I'm telling you right now, that sniper's perch called a deer hunting stand in the midst of just a few trees, not a forest, with a clear line of sight view of where Air Force One would have disembarked Trump. That wasn't an attempt. That was a warning. America, pray for our president's safety. Pray his mission will be completed, and pray that he strikes down the evil part of the CIA and the administrative state. In Jesus' name, we make that prayer. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Make sure you sign up for our TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv. People love the HIP series, Hiding in Plain Sight, all kinds of mysteries. It goes really well with our shows and the other stuff that we do, the geopolitics. The CommonSenseShow.tv. Sign up today. This may be the story of the day. This very possibly will be the most ignored story of the day. It's not getting the attention that it deserves. And this is huge because a war has just broken out and the public is totally unaware. And no, I'm not talking about Venezuela. I'm not talking about Ukraine. I'm not talking about Iran or China. I'm talking about a war that has been going on since 1922, and this just mushroomed. What is it? Well, you're gonna have to stay tuned. Hey, we are brought to you by the NanoSoma liquid spray. If I could choose one thing for people to do for their health and well-being, it'd be this. Now, it cures nothing, and you're thinking, well, then what good is it? It boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. Vitamin C production off the charts. Regulates vitamin D, the nuclear receptors, and lengthens telomeres, which is linked to longevity. And that's just the short course of what this great product does. And it really set me on the path of health and saved me from total destruction. It can do the same for you. It's restorative and preventative. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, we have, this is a remarkable story. Now, in the thumbnail, you notice I put Donald Trump because the message delivered to the Council on Foreign Relations, it was 6 days ago, was bombastic. And I waited a few days to report on this because I wanted to see if people would pick it up. I don't know that anyone's really picked this up other than just casual mentioning. Now, Trump didn't go to the CFR, but his right-hand man, particularly in trading and tariff and so forth, Peter Navarro, went and addressed the CFR. This was a fantastic encounter. And I've had the pleasure of interacting with Peter Navarro. And Peter is who he says he is. Now you say, I kind of remember that name, Dave, but I can't place him. That's okay. Peter was serving as a counsel for President Trump. And the J6 committee demanded that he give evidence. An attorney cannot provide evidence against their client without being disbarred. So he respectfully declined. This is under the Biden administration. When he landed from a plane in D.C., he was arrested by the FBI. At the time, Peter was 72 years of age. He's high profile, President Trump's inner circle. They should have just said, okay, we're going to charge you with da 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 da. Here's your da. And they should have contacted his attorney, first of all, to handle it that way. This is the way that Comey was dealt with. This is the way that John Bolton's being dealt with. But no, here's what they did to Peter Navarro. They handcuffed him and put him in leg irons, like this 72-year-old man's going to outrun FBI agents. And I made the point at the time that, if you guys need to put leg irons on a 72-year-old man who's a nonviolent criminal, maybe you should take an aerobics class. And I think we're looking at the admission of unfitness for duty as some of the FBI officials. But that's Peter Navarro. He went front and center to the CFR. And it's kind of funny. They removed the background of the CFR logo. All their speakers will have CFR logo, whether it's Hillary Clinton or whoever is speaking, they have the logo. But it's kind of funny. They didn't show it, at least from what I've seen with Peter Navarro. Interesting. Peter Navarro declared war on the British Empire's control, the City of London's control of the United States. And this is why we fought the Revolutionary War. And I'm going to give you a little history here. Britain, France, and America defeated Germany in World War I. There was a subsequent peace agreement which just brutalized Germany and actually was so bad it led to World War II. Wilson entered into the 14 points. He's going to join the League of Nations, which would have been British control of modern nations. It was the forerunner to the UN, only it did not really have much disguise as to its purpose. Wilson comes home and meets a pissed off Senate because they were left out. The Senate has to approve a treaty by a two-thirds majority vote, but they also are supposed to be included in advising and then consenting. And the advising got left out. Wilson left him at home, didn't consult with him, and they said, screw you. And they rejected the treaty and passed a resolution saying the war is over. Interesting. It really helped remove America from control of the British Empire temporarily. But by 1922, a new organization came out. It was basically concocted by the Royal Institute of International Affairs. You may have heard of that. Whenever you see a conspiracy theory about the globalists, this is at the center of it. Although this is not mythical and it's not a conspiracy theory, it's a real organization. And they created two simultaneous organizations, the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Chatham House. And the two were closely linked, and Chatham dominates the CFR to carry out British policy. Say, Dave, I didn't learn this in history. Well, it's publicly available. I can't help what the publishers put in. I've known about this, gosh, 1979. I started learning about this. And one of my teachers in this was the great Patrick Wood. Oh, yeah. Technocracy guy. Yeah, that Patrick Wood. He wrote a book called Trilaterals Over Washington. The Trilaterals are a splinter organization emanating from the CFR to basically align with Japan and Western Europe for the purposes of carrying out CFR policies, as well as the Royal Institute of International Affairs via the Chatham House. So there's your flow chart of power. But the British established power, and I'll say this, no one really challenged it. Gold was taken away from the American people, the Depression brought on, and we can't have Americans being wealthy. We can't have you having too much power. So we got to break your back. But Britain put on more than they took on more than they could handle with the Japanese Empire. The Germans kicked their butt, and they needed America. But before the war, they weakened America by taking away the gold standard. We'll get to that in a second here. Okay, now this history lesson is leading to something really important. Let's jump forward. Peter Navarro goes and he's sitting in front of the leader of the CFR, and he's so obscure name-wise. Let me look at his name here. I don't think I have that in my notes. But the head of the, oh, Michael Froman, that's who it is. That's right. Click. Michael Froman's sitting in the front row, right in front of Peter Navarro, feet away. And he said, it's a pleasure to speak to the group that has opposed every policy of the Trump administration. Okay, good point. Excellent point. Now, what we're looking at here is Peter Navarro went there to tell him, you're not controlling us any longer. The CFR is dedicated to promoting multinational corporation welfare. By doing that, they want to open borders, bring in cheap labor, not have tariffs and trades. Well, that's a war on the CFR when you do tariffs and trades. And they're representing the multinational corporations and their financial interests on Wall Street. And Peter just said, no more of this. Let's back up, and I'm going to destroy a myth here. There are some people, ignorant people, maybe well-meaning, but ignorant, who claim that Trump is a member of the globalist organization seeking to enslave America, and he's a phony plant. In Trump's first term, he came in and he took on Michael Froman's Trans-Pacific Partnership. He was the creator of it. And Trump looked at this and said, this is the destruction of American sovereignty. It was disguised as a free trade agreement in opposition to China. And I got to admit, there were a few elements in there where you could draw that conclusion, but that wasn't the real intent. The real intent was to take away power from Congress, the president, and the Supreme Court. The Froman proposal with the TPP that actually passed as a free trade agreement would have allowed for a 22-person business panel, all appointed, not elected, to override any decision from the U.S. government and the three branches. Trump looked at that and said, 86ing this, and he broke it up into pieces. Now, that same guy that came up with that plan is now the head of the Council on Foreign Relations, sitting about 10 feet in front of Peter Navarro, and he's basically telling the CFR where to go and what to do when they get there. Now, at issue here is an agreement that Trump just signed with Australia. Now, there's a group of nations under British Empire control called CANZIC, and that would be Canada, New Zealand, Australia. The Australian contingent is really good for natural resources, but the British Empire, particularly the City of London, exercises imperialistic control. And any time someone came along and there was a prime minister named Whitlam in 1975 that says, we're not your imperial bitch, quote unquote. He said, we are going to nationally profit from the resources we have in Australia. Well, the British exercised control over Australia. You thought it was an independent nation? And they removed the prime minister. Now, hundreds of thousands of people protested in the streets, but it didn't change anything. And so Australia, what they typically will do is mine lithium. They're number one in the world. They have 52% of it. And they'll ship it to China. China turns it into batteries and sells it at an exorbitant price back to the rest of the world, including Australia. That's counterproductive for Australia. Now, President Trump comes in and he's dealing with the British Prime Minister recently. And this has really upset the international globalist apple cart. He said, that's not going to happen any longer. Trump was saying to the British Prime Minister, would you like to enter into a partnership? And our partnership will give us cheap rare earth minerals like lithium. You get the profit in it. Britain has nothing to do with it. And you sure as hell don't have to deal with China. And the Australian Prime Minister said, gee, I have the protection of the United States. And Trump is not under the control of the British Crown Empire City of London. Yes, I would like to do that. That'll help our economy. So this joint partnership has been spawned. Oh my gosh, this has sent shockwaves because the CFR is an instrument of the City of London, just like the Chatham House. They're like this, all under the guidance of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is a City of London creation. And Trump is saying, big middle finger to you, we just extracted Australia from your resource control. I can't stress to you how big this is. And Peter Navarro espoused the benefits of this deal. And he said, we're telling you right now, CFR, you do not control MAGA. You do not control President Trump. You do not control the United States. We were asserting on October 17th our second independence from the British scheme that has ruled over us. So you think that open borders is just an American concoction? No, it comes out of the City of London. It's affecting the EU. And this is why Britain left the EU. So they could exert influence and power without being controlled by opposition votes in the EU. And then they've done the same thing here. As it is in America, or was in America, it is in Europe with regard to cheap labor, immigration, failure of immigrants to assimilate, changing of the political and social structure, the moral climate, the religious climate. Sound familiar? Well, that's Europe. It's also been America, but it's not as severe here. You're going, you're kidding. It's bad here. Well, yeah, it's severe here, but the Europeans are falling because of it. Their economies are crumbling because of it. And the City of London says, as long as we make our money and we get our control, we don't care. Peter Navarro has given a lifeline to Australia. They were crumbling. This is a very big deal. Now, let me put it this way. People have been assassinated for less. In fact, the people that oppose CFR policies, just coincidentally, of course, don't do well. Everyone went along with them, but Eisenhower was the first to say, beware the military-industrial complex, which is an offshoot arm of these organizations. And then here comes John Kennedy carrying out the Eisenhower mandate of beware the military-industrial complex and, of course, their parents, parent companies, foreign influence. And President Trump is doing the same thing. What happened to JFK? Now here comes Ronald Reagan. He was standing in opposition too, and what happened to him? And then pretty much every other president except for Trump has fallen under this mandate that we will tell you what your international policies would be, hence the name, the Council on Foreign Relations. So the Trump administration delivered the message through Peter Navarro: economic security is national security. We are no longer sacrificing our economic security to a foreign entity or foreign entities. We won't sell in enemy ports. This is part of what Venezuela is about. It's part of it. I'm not going to get into that too far today, but it's not just about fentanyl and drugs coming and stealing Venezuelan oil. It's basically trying to cut the legs out, one, of Russian power and fall back on a Venezuela oil if India doesn't play ball. And then number two, and the main thing is, it's basically saying to the city of London, you don't control anything. You think you want to start this BRICS crap and destroy our dollar? Well, we're going to show you who's in charge. And that's only part of it. Now, America lost its manufacturing base, a lot of it. Trump is bringing it home through tariffs, and these people are going absolutely nuts. Now, let me tell you, there was an ambassador, and I can't believe he's not been replaced. And I'm calling on the Prime Minister of Australia to replace Ambassador Rudd. And he's the Australian ambassador to America. He called Trump the most irresponsible president in history. He's a complete village idiot. That's a quote. Okay, time for him to go. Now, who's Rudd? He's a member of Chatham House. In fact, he's been the head of it before. They just keep recycling the same human waste. And this guy is so raising hell on Capitol Hill, trying to get every senator, every congressman against what Trump is doing in the MAGA movement. I will tell you, it's not working. Have you seen the voting results? The poll results out of New Jersey, the GOP is gaining like crazy, and the Democrats are losing like crazy. This undermining of MAGA is not working. All right, let's pull all this together. The British control of Australian resources says it's working against China and Chinese dominance in the Asian Pacific. It's a cover story. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's enslaving Australia's economy, imperialistically controlling their resources, and endangering America's national security because if China ever cuts off our rare earth mineral shipments, what are we going to fall back on? Well, we just answered that question with our agreement with Australia. This lessens dependence on China, and this breaks up the City of London, Australian resource control to China, selling batteries back. And it's not just batteries, it's a plethora of products. That cycle has now been interrupted by the Trump administration. I can't stress to you how big this is. This is absolutely huge. Whatever you want to call or define as the New World Order, people with international power and control that are very, very wealthy, they install heads of state and remove them. Trump has basically said no to you. Let me tell you something that's sticking in the back of my mind. Trump is landing in Tampa Bay International Airport, and a hunter stand is found where no hunter stand should ever be. It wasn't an attempt. A lot of people are saying this is the third attempt on Trump. No, it's not. It was a warning. And I'm wondering who's delivering the warning. There are two suspects in my mind, and they're both foreign. We'll see if you can figure that out. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world, welcome to The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. If trouble hits this country, if war breaks out, if we have huge domestic insurrection, or even, God forbid, a civil war, you're going to wish that you had protected your assets. Because as the banks get in trouble, and that number is growing, they can keep your money under Dodd-Frank 2010. Hey, we just interviewed Jim Renacci, former congressman that worked like crazy to get rid of Dodd-Frank for the reasons I'm telling you right now. Unfortunately, Jim wasn't able to get that done. And so now you got to do it for yourself. If your retirement's associated with the bank, you're making a big mistake. You can't start over. If your savings, okay, in other words, limit your exposure. You got to have a bank account. But you need to go into assets that appreciate, not depreciate. And Noble Gold can help you with all of that. Now, I got to give you the warning here. Anytime you do anything with investments, bad things can happen. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 8 years, and only good things have happened. And I've been an advertiser for 9 years. I would recommend that you make this move right away. They will not pressure you into anything. You literally will find that you have to close your own deal. They'll give you the facts and then leave it to you. Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Or if you forget the number, go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. All right. We're going to take a look at something here that is so beyond disturbing. And either this person is extremely arrogant and they're saying to you, we own you, we can follow you, we can track you, we can do anything we want. Or this person's dumber than a box of rocks. Let's take a look. Here's, I'll bring this up on screen, and this is just beyond the pale, folks. This is an interview between, and I'll get this straight here, because I'm doing this live, Andrew Colvin and Jesse Waters. And let me optimize the sound here so you can hear this, and it's all clarity. And
By the way, I'm going to break a little bit of news on your program, Jesse. Our partners that do sort of geotagging with devices, they told us that they tracked over 277,000 devices in the vicinity of State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
Wow.
277,000.
Yeah, well, on one hand, that shows you the enormous appeal and the anger and sympathy and mourning, the level of mourning that was taking place with Charlie. Let me state something real obvious. Candace has pretty well stated that she didn't attend, not because she didn't want to. She didn't feel safe. When we find out who was behind COVID and geofencing 277,000 people, let me continue on a little bit with this.
So
That's
that just gives you an
unbelievable.
idea of the scale of humanity out there. But I just want to give a hat tip and a major kudos to our team that pulled this off. They did.
Our team, TPUSA, did not do this. It's who TPUSA is partnered, and it's the same people that Charlie said 2 days before his death on that Telegram link that Andrew Colvin has confirmed on his own show, and we played the clip. The people, the company, what country do you think they're from? They're not American. And he calls them their partners. Yet, wait a minute, Charlie said on Telegram, maybe we should not be so pro-Israel, to paraphrase. By the way, I'm pro-Israeli people. I've rooted for them, good outcome in every war that they have fought, except I stopped supporting them in Gaza for all the reasons you're aware of. So can't accuse me of being anti-Semitic. I'm very pro-Semitic, and I'm sympathetic to what these people, ancestors, have been through. And the persecution they have suffered in the geographic location they're in, and being told, we're going to drive you into the sea, we're going to kill all of you. I get that. That's terrible. And I have supported military aid for Israel. But this has taken a turn that needs to be considered what it means. And I'm not going to draw conclusions. I'm just going to put evidence out there. But you heard him say, our partners gathered this information that resulted in 277,000 people in the vicinity of State Farm Stadium, and they did it from cell phone geofencing location. This is frightening. And I mean, this is beyond frightening. But I want to go an extra step here. Let us be really clear here. We have the receipts to be concerned. I don't know that we have the receipts to draw definitive conclusions, but since our government's not doing the proper investigation and the Utah state officials and local police aren't doing a proper investigation, it's left people like me and you. Here we have an article. It's well documented. Israeli-backed PR campaign targets 38 Arizona churches. These are the partners that Andrew Colvin, the head of media, the producer of the Charlie Kirk Show, appeared with Charlie many times on air. This is who he said our partners gave us the information that 277,000 people were in the vicinity of State Farm Stadium. Okay, let's go through this. Publicly available documents filed with the U.S. DOJ under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. So right there, Colvin is saying we're partnered with foreigners to track American citizens going into these churches. This is just Arizona, okay? They're partnered with surveillance that I find offensive. It's no one's damn business other than God and me where I go to church. But these people have taken it on their own to geofence me and you when we go to church. I'll get more into that in a minute. The goal of the campaign, says the Foreign Registration Act literature, is to encourage Christians to have a more favorable view of the nation of Israel. I'm going to be very clear. I don't support Netanyahu at all. I don't trust him any farther than I can throw him. But I am aligned spiritually, psychologically, and emotionally with the people in Israel. And that's a huge difference there. Okay, now let's continue. This is so upsetting. Its tools is geofencing, drawing a virtual boundary around places of worship, and sending targeted ads to cell phones that enter the boundary, according to the documents. But even worse yet, they can track you. And if you have the right software, intelligence related, they can track your conversations once they have you in their geofence. Hello, let me tell you what I'm finding out about Charlie Kirk. They've already got it right there. This is how they spy on your cell phone when they are foreigners. NSA can go right into it. But this is how foreigners do it. This is happening to you right now. So they list the churches. Okay, now we're going to get real specific here. According to the documents, the campaign is organized by FaithWorks LLC, a California company. Oh, sounds harmless, but why would a California company have to go through the Foreign Registration Act? Well, stay tuned. Here we go. The company is run by a conservative consultant, Chad Schnitker, representing Israelis Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The campaign's $3.26 million budget comes from Havas Media, a company that receives Israeli government money for influence campaigns. Oh, we're just getting warmed up. Do I have your attention? This is who Andrew Colvett is referring to, our partners who geofenced everyone who was around the area. It aims to use biblical arguments to highlight the importance of Israeli people to Jewish people to Christians and encourage tourism to Israel. Okay, well, the tourism to Israel is no different than if you talk about a vacation in your living room and one of your Google devices or your cell phone's around, they're going to pick up on it and you'll start getting ads. We all know that happens. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with where this goes, though. Okay, by geofencing, the documents created resources for pastors who sign up for this. They're paid a fee. They're making money on you for spying on you, such as video messages and history lessons that can be played to congregations, and hiring students to have tables at Christian colleges. So this is nothing but a pro-Israeli lobby. They also promote creating a 10-7 experience. That's the date that Israel was attacked by Hamas, a mobile custom-built trailer that would use virtual reality wall-length TVs to promote and highlight the atrocities from October 7th at different churches and Christian colleges. Okay, so we're kind of bumping up against what's appropriate and what's not. It says the attached slideshow shows the campaign, and I'm not going to play it for you because it's pretty graphic. Okay, but these are Turning Point partners. Andrew, tell us, please, because you're going on X and attacking anyone who challenges you on anything. And someone should tell you, that's not good. Shakespeare had a saying, I think, thou doth protest too loudly. You should be ignoring people that take snipes at you. I'm not taking a snipe. I'm saying, here's data. You've called these people your partners on Jesse Waters. I just went to the trouble of tracing it for my audience. But Andrew Colvett, I want to know why you call these people your partners. Why are you aligned with an Israeli intelligence gathering firm for the purposes of propaganda? They've laid it out for you. So, Mr. Colvett, please tell us. I'm sure he'll come on and say what he said to many people. You're just a liar. I'm just responding with facts. I'd like an answer to this question. What gives Turning Point USA the right to geofence 277,000 people going to Charlie Kirk's memorial? And believe me, I understand why Candace didn't go now. And I'm not implicating Turning Point, but Candace feared for her life. And she knows darn good and well how well she could be tracked. And she wasn't an honorary guest. So she had received no protection. She had just been one of the crowd. Candace, I would have stayed home too. That was a very wise choice on your part, not to implicate Andrew Colvett. But you need to have some questions answered. You people here at these churches, you have questions to answer too. Do your congregations know you're spying on them? Is this biblical? Thou shalt spy on their parishioners to know who's naughty and nice. Who's here? And where does that information go? And what's the purpose? I wholly resent this. I don't like being tracked by a church that I could attend. Do you? And honestly, I was on the fence about Turning Point because their professed mission to teach First Amendment principles, practice them, demonstrate them as Charlie did, and teach values of Christianity good family values, patriotism. I think that's a very noble mission. This has nothing to do with that mission. This has to do with tracking and violation of privacy in our most intimate of places, our houses of worship. Turning Point, why are you associated with this group? What do you get from this? You have questions to answer, and I can't support your mission any longer when you're associated with groups that spy on Christians going to church, that spy on people that go to a memorial. You have no right to that information, and I particular, am demanding to know why you need this. What are you doing with this? And Andrew, don't give me this, oh, you're drawing conclusions that aren't there. You heard it on Jesse Waters, our partner's geofence, 277,000 people. And now we have a list of churches in the Phoenix, Tucson area, 38 to be exact. One pissed off person right here in Maricopa County. I am shocked. I am saddened. I am angrier than hell. And I'm not letting go of this. And I know from what I've been told before I went on air to do this, that there are a lot of people that feel like I do. Once they find this out, they go, what the hell? I'm going to start contacting the pastors of these churches, and I'm going to ask them, what gives you the right to do this, and for what purpose? Do you forward the names to the Lord, and that's a naughty and nice list? I don't think God works that way. That God forgives all your sins. He doesn't have a mainframe computer and records everything you've done. Once you repent and ask for forgiveness, that's wiped out. So what purpose would you have for doing this? You have none. And, you know, we have talked in the past, and I had a guest on, and talked about how pastors were co-opted by FEMA and DHS under Obama to do propaganda for the government. And that if there was an emergency and they had to put people in camps, and certainly I understand earthquakes, war, stuff like that, but the pastors would be brought in, but they couldn't talk about God. They could only work to calm the people down. And we produced the receipts for that. That's on our website. Well, that was a long time ago. We're probably talking, my first occurrence with this was about 2008. I think we wrote a pretty substantial article in 2012. So this isn't new, but we have some recourse if we don't like what FEMA and DHS is doing. We have no recourse over Israeli intelligence. They have no business and no right to have this information. And it needs to be stopped. And it needs to be stopped now. And those that support this kind of invasion of our privacy in our most intimate of places needs to not be taken seriously nor supported.
Do you know people whose minds are enslaved? They're on automatic programming because they have been programmed by the mainstream media. Well, share these stories with them. We have something I've decided to call breaking news, even though the event is not new. The scope of the event and the discovery of it and the potential danger from it is very new. And we're categorizing this as breaking news. It was not typically going to be on our agenda today, but I've decided to interject it because this has profound implications for you, for me, for the entire country. And I think it's emblematic of what you just heard in the previous segment, in which I was talking to you about, well, Donald Trump taking on the globalists and doing so through Peter Navarro and issuing a declaration of war against the Council on Foreign Relations and all that control that organization. Now, this is an extension of that, I believe, potentially. This is a big story. Anyway, we're going to get to it here in just a minute. First of all, I just want to let you know we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios, and Noble Gold is our sponsor for this particular segment of the Common Sense Show. If you trust the dollar, then good luck. I wish you the best. God bless you. If you recognize what's really going on today with our banks and how the laws like Dodd-Frank 2010, UCC Code Section 8, they can take your money from you. Why would you let them? Well, you shouldn't. No one should have their retirement associated with the bank for any reason whatsoever. Noble Gold can help you with this. Also, too, if you do a conversion, you'll get these free coins. They're pretty cool. You'll really like them. But I engage in Noble Gold as a customer, and I have for 8 years because of what they do. They give me peace of mind that if the rug gets pulled out from underneath our national economy, I'm not going to take a total hit. My family on my mom's side did in 1929. I don't have to do that, and neither do you. Let Noble Gold help you. Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Tell them I told you to call. But if you forget the number, just remember DaveHodgesGold.com to get the process started. By the way, they're not going to push you to do anything. They're the least aggressive
sales force I have ever seen. DaveHodgesGold.com. All right, let's talk to you about something called the Sim Farms. Now, I know that this was discovered. I did not know the scope. Let's set the scene out. And I just talked about this the other day on the show. Trump is going up the escalator with his beautiful first lady, Melania. Escalator stops. Okay, she lurches forward. Fortunately, she's in great shape, able to catch herself, not get harmed. They have to end up walking up the stairs. Okay, now, Trump had his had his volume turned down by 50%. Yeah, everything about his speech was interfered with by the UN because they are who they are. Now, simultaneous and reported as a separate unrelated news story, we discovered a mini sim farm, and sim farms are their own communication, and they have the ability to take down cell towers, prevent text messaging, and so forth. And their numbers are incredible. Well, we have some information on this sim farm now. One part of the sim farm, one fifth of it, could send out, it would be 500 sim cards, by the way, but it could send out, it was 270,000 messages. It's used for scam. The stuff you get, scam. Hey, your bank account's been invaded. Give us your social security number and we'll get it stopped. Okay, those kind of scams. It's used for scams, but that's only a small part of this, as I've now discovered. And then the scope of this sim farm was much bigger because it was five times larger than advertised in the mainstream media. And there was enough processing power to take down every communication in a city the size of New York and send out 8 million messages. Now, we've seen the power of this kind of system in Hawaii. Do you remember in 2018? When the people in Hawaii got this terrible message saying the Chinese have launched a ballistic missile attack, take precautions, blah, 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 and it ended up not being true. Do you remember that? But that message went out. It shows you the extent of coverage that can happen with these SIM card factories. But lo and behold, it's not just New York they found this in. They found it in New Jersey. And DHS is reporting unspecified locations they have found as well outside what has been discussed in the media. What we are likely looking at here is the takedown of the United States communication system and replaced with another messaging system. This is where you logically go with this. And this is honestly what the head of the FBI office in New York City is saying. I'm shocked at his honesty, given how they haven't covered the Charlie Kirk situation, honestly. This is an honest admission by the head of the bureau in the Big Apple. This has profound implications. Now, here's the discussions I've had summarizing, okay, with people who'd be in the know, but don't necessarily want to go on the record. I've asked them about this. I said, is this just scam? They go, oh, no, that's a small part of this. They said this would be done in conjunction with a bigger crime. So my mind starts racing, and I'll tell you, historically, I go back to this time in 1963 in November. John Kennedy is assassinated, and the communication systems in D.C. went down for almost an hour. A lot of people who've looked at that said that the perpetrators of that event were probably trying to prevent a backlash of government officials and perhaps even the Pentagon or related military forces in response to the killing of John Kennedy, so they wanted to neutralize communications. That's interesting. That's where my mind went with what could be happening here. Could this be a prelude to total insurrection? We can see the insurrection is losing, getting excited here and getting ahead of myself. But I want to say this here. The insurrection is being negated. The courts are on Trump's side. He's going to be able to bring in whatever force he needs to subdue the opposition to the mission of ICE and other federal officials trying to clean up crime and deport criminal illegal aliens. Trump's got the courts on his side. That insurrection is failing. And I'm speaking primarily about Antifa interests. Could this be the next step up? We have to open our minds up to say the standalone of this doesn't make any sense because, as I've been told, this goes beyond scamming, and this usually accompanies a bigger crime. The only thing I can think of is it would be supporting an insurrection, destroying communications, replacing it with their own. If you have a better idea, and I admit I'm speculating here, but the speculation is not my own. It comes from people who've worked in the NSA. people who have worked in DHS, and this is where their minds are at, and they are very, very concerned. I think you should be too. Tell me what you think. Offer your opinion. What is your speculation on this? Number one, these need to be taken down. I mean, just for the scam purposes that we can prove, they need to be taken down. But then they need to be investigated for who's funding. We're not getting that information. The New York City operation is a multi-million dollar operation to set this up. They estimate to set this up in New York City, minimum of $480 million. Minimum. This is very big, people. Tell me what you think. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by My Digital Money. Crypto Bitcoin is where it is going because it's going to be tied the profits into stablecoin backed by the dollar. It's a win-win-win all the way through. And right now, fortunes are going to be made on crypto. It's hit all-time highs in this week, and it's going to continue to explode. Be a part of the process. Take advantage of this like yours truly is. Go to mydigitalmoney.com. That's mydigitalmoney.com. And by the way, they never pressure you. They never do anything to make you do something that you haven't fully thought out. And also, they have a play simulation game there. Get your hands wet with crypto Bitcoin if it's your first time. MyDigitalMoney.com. This is, can we worry about something significant? Okay, I'm serious. If the NFL wants to ignore public sentiment and have Bad Bunny on, let them. And then the NFL will no longer stand for the National Football League. It'll stand for not for long. And people will make their choice. I'm hearing, let's organize a boycott. Now, aside for a second, TPUSA. I've been critical because they have not spoken out about the horse crap investigation that's gone on with Charlie Kirk's death, except Andrew Colvin has come out and confirmed some things. Okay, and I want to tell you, give him credit for doing it. But where are the rest of you TPUSA people? But you're doing something that the public is probably going to support. At the time that Bad Bunny and bringing his controversial, shall we say, controversial act to the stage, they're going to do alternative entertainment and shut off the TV, and it will hurt their ratings, and you get the idea. It's probably a pretty smart move by TPUSA, and I know that Charlie would be fully in favor of that. So although I've been critical of TPUSA, when you do something that the people are going to get behind in the spirit of Charlie Kirk, I'm going to give you credit. But people, this is not worth our energy. If you are so offended by Bad Bunny and his views and the displays and all that goes with it, then just don't watch the Super Bowl. Monday morning will come. You'll wake up. Your life will move forward with the same challenges it had before Bad Bunny. You can just choose individually to turn it off. To me, it's not worth organizing a boycott. We have a heck of a lot more problems to face when all I have to do is, I don't like what that guy's saying or doing, click off and that's it. Let's not spend energy on nonsense. So I'm going to keep, in the spirit of that, I'm going to keep this presentation and this segment very short. You don't like Bad Bunny? Turn him off. I don't even think it's worth a letter to the NFL, because when people take their action and they don't even know he's coming and they see this, they go, oh my, off, kids can't see that. The NFL will have been taught a lesson. Is it woke or broke? That's simple. Woke or broke? Don't waste any more time on it. Just make your individual decision and let's move on to more important things. I'm Dave Hodges. Check out our TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv. Very, very best in, I think, interviewing. Our ratings are off the charts, and trust me, I look at it and say, how does that happen? We're in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world, and I just scratch my head and say, I guess people didn't have anything to do that day, and you got to remain humble. But the thing is when you put someone like Doug Hagman on, like we just did, Doug's fantastic, and we're going to interview a survivor of Epstein, and that's a true tragedy, and I think we need to have it out there. So we say as a country, we're not going to allow this crap inside our country. So we try to cover those issues. And it's all in the spirit of the Lord. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Thanks for joining us here. And we'll see you back here again next time.